pandemic unintentionally pits economic interests against public health interests. Nearly 1,900 employees are called back to tinker, and one sports organization tries to keep friendly competition in play. I'm Dave Morris. It's Wednesday, April 1st. No joke, March is finally over. The number of COVID-19 cases in Oklahoma stands now around 700. The latest figures from the state health department show there are 719 positive coronavirus cases, with 219 patients in the hospital and 30 deaths. On Wednesday, Governor Kevin Stitt announced the state will increase testing efforts and lift the restrictions on who is eligible for testing.
As of today, the state of Oklahoma has 13,600 test kits available, and Oklahoma State University has opened up its lab and can do 2,300 tests per day now. Anyone with symptoms of COVID-19 or those who have come in contact with someone with COVID needs to be tested this week. Providers, healthcare officials, hospitals, county drive-through testing facilities, if you can hear me, please begin testing all of those folks today. Anybody that has symptoms of COVID-19, we want you to test them. That's the main point to get across.
Oklahoma made significant gains in stocking protective equipment. The state has received 60% of its personal protective equipment from the federal government. State officials reported they expect the rest of the gloves, gowns, face and eye protection, N95 masks, and surgical masks to arrive in the next few days. While departments wait on PPE supplies to be distributed, they are looking for alternative solutions. The Oklahoma City Fire Department is relying on existing equipment while making medical calls.
We are now beginning to activate that plan and utilize our structural firefighting self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBAs, to protect our firefighters from this airborne virus. The reason we are sharing this information with you is to simply inform you of what to expect if you encounter our firefighters on emergency calls where COVID-19 is suspected.
Governor Kevin Stitt has extended his executive order that limits gathering to 10 or fewer people and temporarily suspends elective surgeries to April 30th. In addition, Stitt has ordered the closure of all non-essential businesses in all 77 counties in Oklahoma through April 30th.
I know how much these decisions affect people, and I have agonized over all of these decisions. But this is the right time to take these steps to protect healthcare workers, our hospital systems, and each other from catching COVID-19. These next few weeks are going to be really critical to slowing the spread in Oklahoma.
Previously, the order covered about half the state, and a number of businesses have remained open. Critics attribute the confusion to the governor's broad definition of essential businesses. As Carmen Foreman explains, the health crisis has unintentionally pitted economic interests against public health interests.
The governor's getting some criticism for the number of businesses that he exempted from that mandate. So folks in the healthcare community and legislative Democrats have criticized the governor for allowing a lot of businesses to be classified as essential, and thus they can remain open through this COVID-19 crisis. And I think this underscores a sort of a larger issue in this whole outbreak, which is that governors like Kevin Stitt and governors across the country are really being asked to make these very tough decisions where they have to balance the interests of public health and their state economies. And it's a really tough line to determine, hey, when do you announce that we have to close businesses in the interests of public health? And Governor Stitt, who spent the bulk of his career as a businessman, growing his mortgage company business from scratch into basically a multi-million-dollar successful company with branches in most states, I think he especially struggled with this decision because for him, he didn't want to tell businesses that they had to close. And so for him to decide which businesses are classified as essential and which are non-essential, I think he really struggled with that. And, you know, while public health experts are saying the fewer businesses that are open, the better, because it gives people less of a chance to, you know, leave their homes, congregate in groups, or accidentally end up in groups. The business community here in Oklahoma is saying that, and, you know, rightly so, this would be their opinion, that every business is essential. And when you classify it as non-essential, in even in a crisis, it could lead to the end of that business. So you see that there's, you know, debate on both sides, and it's a hard decision. And I think that Governor Stitt will have to make many more hard decisions before this is over. And I think his decisions will sort of have long-term ramifications on the state's economy. And certainly he's trying to balance, you know, in his mind, he wants to, when all of this is over, to still have a functioning economy and to be able to have that economy bounce back to where it was before COVID-19 hit.
More than 1,800 are headed back to work at Tinker Air Force Base. In the midst of the pandemic, the base's sustainment center said it needed to recall 1,870 essential employees. It's a story our Adam Kemp has been following.
They want people to be, you know, making sure everything's up to date and ready in the case that there is some kind of military something, you know, kind of an intervention of some kind. They want to have the military as prepared as possible. So despite there being four confirmed cases of coronavirus there on Tinker Air Force Base, and, you know, they are essential personnel. The Secretary of Defense even came out earlier this week and kind of said, we need to be prepared just in case one of our adversaries, in the midst of all our confusion right now, wants to make an attack or wants to do something nefarious. We need to be prepared.
Tinker released the following statement saying, our top priority at the Air Force Sustainment Center is to ensure the health and safety of our workforce while balancing mission readiness and our support to national security. Not only must we continue our unique contributions to the defense of our nation, we also have an important responsibility to protect the work and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Usually during this time of year, the ballparks are packed with Little League teams and high school athletes. Other fields are bustling with games of soccer and flag football, but the pitches and parks have been quieted by the pandemic. However, one local organization has found a way to continue the friendly competitions and sportsmanship. Maddie Lee explains.
OSSO Sports and Social, the local adult recreational sports organization, has switched gears during this time of the coronavirus pandemic. It's obviously not safe for them to offer their more traditional sports like flag football or volleyball and such, which normally would be going on at this time, but they have suspended those seasons until it is safe for them to continue. So in the interim, they are offering free esports leagues. Esports are essentially organized competitive video gaming and have really taken off in the last 5 years globally. And so they wanted to tap into that, but also really provide a platform for people to continue to interact during this time of social isolation. I talked to both area manager Matt Hackett and owner Blake Bullard, and they both said that they really felt like this was an opportunity for them to provide to their members and anyone who signs up a space where they can keep using those competitive juices that they might have wanted to bring to a field but can't because they are at home. And obviously, a lot of us are trying to find a way to fill up our days during these unprecedented times. And so they felt like they had the platform to do that. So they're offering several different leagues, everything from NBA 2K to Mario Kart to League of Legends during this new season, which starts on April 9th. The first season that they did, which was a shortened season, usually their traditional sports seasons are 8 weeks long. And if they continue to do esports, they also hope to have those full seasons. But during this time of uncertainty. First season, first shortened season, started on March 23rd. This second one will start on April 9th. The first one obviously went so well that they decided to continue on with it. Registration is open and will be open until April 8th through April 8th. So you just have to be 21 to register.
More stories like these can be found at Oklahoman.com. You can support our efforts by subscribing at Oklahoman.com/subscribe. For now, that'll do it. For The Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. Wash your hands and stay safe, everybody.